Feature Friday, I decided that we needed one of these. It's just such a loaded week. Okay, I want to talk about Chinese missiles. There's this, these hypersonic, we're calling it, this is kind of a, it's almost becoming a joke because supersonic means it's beyond sonic speed. It's beyond the speed of sound. Well, hypersonic is very, very beyond the speed of sound. Well, okay, rectangles and squares here. I mean, isn't the yolk part of the egg? Isn't hypersonic part of supersonic? If it's very, very beyond the sound barrier, isn't that beyond the sound barrier? So they're not hypersonic. They're supersonic. It's like the term high fidelity. You know hi-fi speakers? You've seen this? It's totally BS. The term high fidelity, and BS stands for Bravo Sierra, for those of you in Reed Rapids. It's total Bravo Sierra. You've got these, fidelity means that you stay true to your morals, such as marriage or keeping your promises. That's what fidelity is about. Loyalty to yourself. Some people call that integrity. Well, integrity, according to Jesse Steele's definition, is the ability for something to be structurally sound so that it can withstand use, abuse, time, and the elements. There, go run that one through. The ability to withstand use, abuse, time, and the elements. Okay, so high fidelity was a Philips Magnavox marketing ploy. Well, B.O.? Not Barack Obama. Body odor. It was invented by soap companies. The idea of B.O., body odor, not Barack Obama, was invented by, the companies wanted to sell their soap, and so they said, if you don't use our soap, you'll have B.O. Not Barack Obama, body odor. So, these terms that come up with fidelity, high fidelity. High fidelity is invented. It's not real. How did I get on high fidelity? I'm having a Marco Rubio moment and I need to have a glass of water. What hypersonic and supersonic? That's the thing. You know what? Since we're talking about sonic and sound, maybe we should call them hyper fidelity missiles. There we go. Well, since we're inventing sound, why is it that with sound, we invent all these strange, crazy terms? Hold on. My Marco Rubio moment, I need a drink. It's a sports drink, by the way. You know, the real reason why I drink water, why I take a gulp on these podcasts, really is so that I can feel what it's like to be Marco Rubio so that I can feel like I'm addressing the nation. That's in case anyone asks why I drink on the podcast. That's why. I'll take a swig on the podcast. You have no idea what an energy rush it is to have that feeling of drinking a beverage, water, something in front of the microphone. Just that feeling of addressing the nation. You should do it sometime. You don't have to even be recording. Just go into the microphone store and hold on. I'm going to take a drink of water. What are you doing in our store? I'm feeling the power. Drink in front of the microphone. And then you feel like you're addressing the whole nation. Speaking of microphones and fidelity and sounds and hypersonic and supersonic, don't get confused. Hypersonic just means it's ultra supersonic. So we're all in panic mode, right? Because as if these hypersonic missiles aren't supersonic, they're something else. Right. America has known about these missiles specifically, the DF missiles, specifically DF-41, for at least a year. More than likely two. They've been testing them. They've been testing hypersonics against aircraft carriers. And it's hard. It's like, you've got the deterrent factor. Well one of the, deterrent. I mean, the solution to missiles is missiles. It's mutually assured destruction. In fact, probably one of the reasons that Trump started giving the hard time to Russia over the nuclear missiles, there was this agreement, we won't develop missiles within this particular range. It's not like ultra far and it's not ultra close. It's like medium range. The reason we're not going to develop those types of missiles is because we had some agreement with Russia not to. Trump went off on this thing about how Russia's breaking their promise, so we're going to break up. So the promise is broken, so we can develop them. He did that. I think it was because the American government knew what the Chinese were up to. See, in the news narratives, you look at the, and listen, I have no military experience and I have no connections to the military. I don't know what's going on in the military. I'm just giving you my perspective from having been raised by an MP, military police, for those of you in Reed Rapids, and how I see the way things developing, I don't think that Trump complaining about Russia's missiles and using that to justify to make our own missiles, I don't think that was about Russia. Did you see the Russians weren't too mad about it either? Mm-hmm. Now the news stories are coming out years later. I read one the other day, which I'm reading news stories all the time. You can see, not all the stories I read, but the stories I think are important at PacificDailyTimes.com. PacificDailyTimes.com at PacificDailyTimes.com. The website I wrote totally myself in shell, the shell language. PacificDailyTimes.com. That's where I'm putting articles out there. By the week, and then they lead to the political column things on Mondays. The pundits are saying Trump was in a fight about Russia and we couldn't make certain nukes because we had an agreement with Russia, but now we're seeing all of a sudden here that China might have been more important and we didn't have an agreement with them. I think Trump's been ahead of you there, buddy. For those, you know, people that are thinking that way, which he's probably not listening to the podcast, so I don't need to address him in the first person. Trump has known what's been going on. We've known about these hypersonic missiles for a long time. We've known, you know, China, 30 minutes can get to America and deliver 10 warheads. There was an explanation about what these missiles are. Typically, in the old space wars, the media smeared it with this label, and Ronald Reagan loved it and ran with it. The Star Wars program of the 80s, because Star Wars was a movie thing. Democrats, this crazy president, it's like Star Wars, Reagan. Yeah. It is. It's a lot like Star Wars, isn't it? And so he said the Star Wars program will help our security. Like, you know, Reagan would talk that way. So in the 80s Star Wars program, where Russia and America were doing, they were nuking up, which is where this Russia America no nuke agreement thing started. Back when that was. When that was going on, the way you'd launch a nuclear missile, intercontinental ballistic missile, it'd go up into the atmosphere, it'd go into orbit, and then travel around the Earth in 90 minutes. So it'd get places fast, because it doesn't have atmosphere to fight against. And then it'd do re-entry, and it'd come down, and minus like the orbit part, it's like a rainbow. It goes up with a certain trajectory, and once it re-enters the atmosphere, you pretty much know where the thing's headed. And then the Star Wars program was that they would have satellites that would spot those missiles while they were on the way up into space, and you'd throw a little tiny 1 centimeter cube of steel down. The satellite would spit out this little tiny cube. 1 centimeter cubed at the rocket coming up, and it would crack the heat shield. It would just put a little crack in the missile. So when the missile went around into space, came down the other side, starts re-entering orbit, the heat shield's cracked, so it's not safe from the heat from orbital re-entry, and the missile would just burn up in the atmosphere, and it wouldn't ever land. That was based in getting satellites to find these missiles was our defense against them. So we need satellites to go up into orbit. This is why space missiles are irrelevant. This is why America, I'm guessing anyway, I'm guessing this is why America had that agreement with Russia that we won't develop intermediate range missiles. We can still develop those space missiles. Have you ever wondered why did they ban intermediate range missiles and not the full big ones? Hey, have you ever wondered what happened to that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the full ones that go up into orbit and can hit anywhere, well, those are irrelevant because they've got satellites that'll destroy them in this way. Crack, you know, throw a little tiny, you know, cubic, looks like a die, you know, like a dice. Throw a couple steel dice down at it on the way up, crack it, goes around, burns up in the atmosphere like Captain Marvel's escape pod, you know. So it's just only cheap. Now, there won't be anything left by the time it lands in Blockbuster. No, they're irrelevant. The space entry rockets are irrelevant. So now it's intermediate range where the missiles need to fly a long, long, long distance inside atmosphere. That's so that those are, well, the Space War program had those satellites throwing the thing down at the missile when it's coming up. But then they'd have other satellites that would try to shoot those satellites in space. And so then we'd have other satellites that would find the satellites trying to shoot the satellites, and that they would shoot the shooting satellites before they had the chance to shoot the satellite. And then we had the other satellites that were trying to track with the other satellite. And that's where that went. And it just became nothing but satellites. And so it became all about satellites, and the missiles just got lost and didn't matter anymore. It wasn't a race of missiles. It was a race of satellites. So that's a dead end. So they don't even make those missiles anymore. Well, the intermediate range missiles were banned between Russia and America, not China. And I think that Russia pulled, America had this little pretend fight with my good friend, Vladimir Putin, my very good friend. I have a great relationship with him, and he's breaking the law. He's a criminal. He's terrible. He's the worst. And he's my good friend, Vladimir Putin. And we're breaking off. They're going to break the promise. We don't need to keep it. It's a bad deal. Bad deal. Very bad deal. I think that whole thing, I'll bet that Trump, if I were president, I would have sent Vladimir a message and said, I love you, but China's making the missiles. We both got a nuke up. Let's pretend to have an argument, break the treaty. I'm not asking you. I'm just telling you I'm going to do this. If you're mad at me, I'll understand, but be mad at me. I would have done that. And frankly, I mean, you know, Vladimir would understand why the Americans must do what is in their own perspective. And Trump is a man of means who does not need to hire women with, social obligations. But if he did, he would know Russian girls are the best. Okay, so I think that whole Russian deal, breaking off the agreement, was just to start arming up for the Chi-Coms. And I would be surprised if we hadn't already made headway in our tech before that. We would have been stupid not to. See, America doesn't throw their stuff around in parades. We don't put our greatest big attack. I mean, you know, the UFOs that we do research on, we don't put those in our parades. The USS Enterprise F, you don't see that going down the street in a float, do you? No. See, you know, and then there's our intergalactic ray gun. Have you seen that in the parades? No. See, America and its superior tech, we don't put that stuff in our parades. China, we know exactly how small and petty they are, because they show everybody what they got. As the China Uncensored guy said about the nuke missiles looking like great big hot dogs all rolling down there in a row, he said, well, perhaps they're compensating for something. That's right. You bet. No, it's not. I'm out of liquid. I can't do any more Rubio moments while I gather my thoughts. Where was I? Russian impersonations. No. I'm going somewhere with this. I've got to get myself back on track, but I'm going somewhere with this. America's known about this. That's my point. There's nothing to fear. That's my point. Everything I'm telling you is based on public knowledge. No insider information at all. All I do is I know how the cow chews the cud and how the cow crosses the street. The solution to hypersonics is going to be the same solution that Reagan had with the ICBMs, the intercontinental ballistic missiles. They go up into space and stuff. Well, intercontinental just means it can go from one continent to another, but the space missiles, they go into orbit. The solution is to build more. Very easy solution. After all, China's made it clear to the world, 180 U.S. military bases around the great China. It's unbelievable. It's not respect. We want respect. We go crazy, and we don't think without respect. Anyone respects us, we will be his dog, because we must have respect. 180 American military bases around the great nation of China. No. So they're freaking out, and they're showing the world their great big hot dog-shaped missiles. That's it. That's all they got, folks. America doesn't, you know, this is biblical. Again, the Chinese don't understand America. We have a culture, like it or not, atheist or otherwise, our culture is guided by the Bible. A wise man conceals his knowledge, but a fool flaunts his ignorance. China has showed the world not its power, but its limits. And all this stuff, these Dongfeng 41 missiles, the ones that go to America in 30 minutes and then drop 10 nuke warheads, that's what they say anyway. Those, they could be empty containers of tin just dressed up for the parade that they were in. It could be a bluff. China is all about pomp and circumstances and showiness. I said this before, once they finish their parade, they're going to think that they're Superman because the Chi-Coms love parades. I've known about the DF-41 for over a year. How much longer has the American military known about it? We already have our answer. They're probably already in place. The only reason that this is hitting whatever news stories they are hitting, or news stories are being hit, the only reason is because China just had its parade, and you know, this goes back to something. Remember how I said that all the news agencies that do reporting inside China are being totally silent on the treason in Kowloon? I think that they were gathered not on Hong Kong Island, but somewhere else. It was in new territories. Ma on something. New Hong Kong. It was in the Symphony Editorialist spot this week, October 7, 2019. The only reason that they're not reporting that story, and they all have ties with China. Who are the news agencies that are talking about the danger of China's missiles? Who are they? They're all news agencies that have visas to report in China. And lo, they're peddling Chi-Com news propaganda. That they have these great missiles and they're better than America, and America might as well lay down and die and give up. There's no hope for you. We have to let Confucius and Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping the Great defeat Jesus. That's what they want you to believe. If, you know, if you go for the Jesus thing, if you're atheist in America, you go for other things. But, you know, they really want you to believe that and lie down. It's a despair and fear attack. It's grand marketing like we've never seen. They want fear. It's back to that. Remember the Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, and they had the attack on Minas Tirith. And Denethor goes out there. He's been under mind control from Sauron because he's been looking into that seeing stone. So Sauron's got him brainwashed. He runs out. See, fear, see for your lives. And they just put fear into the city. That's what this is about. Don't believe it. Don't buy it. I'm not buying it. Now, Now, practically speaking, the solution to missiles is missiles. Reagan did history fact here. Well, you might not have been around or alive or paying attention in the 80s. I was eight in the 80s. I was an 80s kid. You might not have been born before the 80s. For the people older than me, they weren't paying attention in the 80s. Now, my dad wouldn't stop talking about it in the 80s. I remember I was 4 years old. I saw this really nice man with dark hair, kind of old, with an American flag behind him on TV, talking in a place far better than most pastors look where they talk, at some podium. And I knew he was important. My mom said, as I'm staring at this, my mom said, "That's the president. He's the leader of the whole country." And I thought presidents always looked like that when I was four. I was always paying attention to news as a kid. And my dad was always jabbering about it. It was a State of the Union address. There's an American flag behind him when he talks. Reagan's strategy with Russia during the Star Wars program, as they called it, the whole idea there is that Reagan knew that America's economy, being a free market economy, would work. It wasn't a theory. Communism is only a theory. It never works. It's not a working theory. It never works. Reagan was anti-communist even when he was governor of California. It was his whole thing. He would go around telling communist jokes. Okay, all right, okay. So in Russia, excuse me, in Russia, if you want to buy a car, you have to wait 10 years. Well, there was a man in Russia, and he put in all of his paperwork and went to the government, and he said, "Here, I've got all my papers. I want to buy my car." And the government officer, took a long time, a lot of papers, looked through everything and said, "Okay, you're all set. Come back in 10 years, and you can have your car." And the man said, "Well, will that be morning or afternoon?" And the government worker said, "Well, what? It's 10 years from now. What difference will it make?" And the man said, "Well, you see, the plumber's coming in the morning." Okay, Reagan would go around and tell these type of communist jokes everywhere he went. He was anti-communist, and he believed it. And Reagan's whole theme of his political career was free market works, communism fails. It wasn't a theory. He believed it, and it worked for him. And he said, "We'll put it to the test. We've got a free market. Therefore, we've got more money than communist Russia can ever get. So we're going to lower taxes and make more government money that way, because lowering taxes isn't a theory. It actually brings in more money." Okay, Laffer curve, L-A-F-F-E-R. All right, so he brought in lots of money by lowering taxes in a free market economy, which makes lots of money. He was right, and America had tons and tons and tons and tons of money to spend on defense. And that's when we got our space rocket nukes and the satellite warfare, all that, that's when we got all that stuff going. That's when it happened. He spent so much money on defense, Russia had to take their milk money and spend that on defense in order to keep up with us. And Russia collapsed when there were massive food shortages because Russia was spending its communist little tiny petty bit of money it could muster on defense of trying to keep up with us, and they couldn't feed their own people. And that's when the communism fell. Now, there's a theory that the Russian Revolution was a conspiracy from the KGB, and that the communism was always there. And then Vladimir Putin, I'm sorry, talking about Russian, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm an accent guy. So Vladimir comes along, and he was KGB, now FSB. Okay. Maybe that theory is true. My point is this: even if the Russian Revolution fake revolution conspiracy theory, even if that was true, it would only be something that the KGB would have to fake because they had no other option, because Reaganomics was beating them into the ground. Reagan's economic policy: lower taxes, give money to the rich, they'll spend it and employ people. They called it trickle down. spend money on defense that we get from our free market, take that, outspend the Russians. It worked. And whether communism really actually fell in 89 or whether it was a fake thing from the KGB as a last resort, we succeeded in outspending them, and Russia had no other options than what happened. What happened with that revolution thing was the last option. Now, Trump has been pulling businesses home. He's been beefing up our economy. Trump has been re-gearing and re-engineering America's economy to be a Reagan economy. He's spending money on the military again. And China's come out, their answer is a parade where they unveil tech that we've already known about for years. And Trump already laid in the legal groundwork to compete with, if we weren't competing with it off the books already. Hopefully we were. The solution to China's it's quite believable. Everything I understand is true. China can shoot a missile at America, 30 minutes later, up to 10 American cities, boom, gone. Yep. And we've known about this for at least 2 years, I guess. Now, the solution is for us to do the same thing. Taiwan already has a missile that can do the same thing, and they've got it in mass production, and they're doing it themselves without America. Take America out, Taiwan still lays out 10 cities in China. And when they say mass production, they're talking about creating a few of these missiles every year. Yeah, Taiwan has it. You've got Chinese engineering math whizzes and, you know, and Western free market innovation in Taiwan. It's great. And I'm right here. It's one reason I'm not afraid. China drops one missile on Taiwan, Taiwan can just lay out cities. That's the end. You know the videos with a great big dog who's afraid of a little tiny cat? Well, you know why that is? Because it's not a cat. That's a flurkin. It's Captain Marvel fans. Now, cats have these little tiny claws, and a great big dog doesn't want to make his nose bleed. And all you got to do is have some good old-fashioned retaliation power. And you remember the video of the cat chasing the alligator back into the water? Alligator just wanted to eat some raw chicken, but that cat was determined to tell him, no, go hunting somewhere else. This is my land. I'm going to let that chicken rot. You ain't having none. And so, the way to solve the missile problem is with missiles. We probably have hypersonics of our own probably already in place. I'm not afraid of that because we don't tell people. The other thing is Trump could just spend China right into the ground. Just spend them right into the ground. The third thing is all this stuff in the news coming out now, all of a sudden, all the news, you know, people are reporting these DF-41 missiles now that they've been in a pretty parade and they might have just been hollow shells. Who knows? I mean, tell Xi Jinping to shoot one off and start a war if those are real, but he won't do it. There's a bluff factor in what he was doing. And all of a sudden, the news is reporting these now, so late, when we already know about this stuff. I think people talk about a Sputnik moment. Sputnik was the Russian satellite. It went into space before America put any satellites in space. And we Americans got scared and said, we can't let the Russians beat us. And that's when we landed a man on the moon. Or at Disney Studios, if you're a conspiracy theorist, but whatever. However, we got it in gear and we started to dominate. And I think that the American military is and should be playing dumb. It's good. I hope that America's military is playing dumb. I hope. And I think that they're playing dumb because they want the public to realize all that stuff you had made in China, it made them rich and powerful. And now we got to play catch up or be catch up. Do not fear. We're entering some pretty scary times. Do not fear. Whatever you see in politics, whatever you see in the world stage, know it, be wise to it. But there is no reason for fear. So do not fear. See you Monday.